What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Paddy O'Gorman, and I'm originally from North London. My dad worked in the building industry, and the family returned to Ireland when I was 7, which was 49 years ago. And I lived in Cove in County Cork, known as Queenstown. That's where my family is from. My mum is now 88, a Londoner. Very well. My dad died 10 years ago. Let me think what else I say. And I'm a radio broadcaster, a journalist, a writer, a television broadcaster, and I'm... Very happy.
And we're chatting in a graveyard.
That's right. Well, I find graveyards very interesting. I only made one television programme in a graveyard, but simply because there's stories at every grave. Television had mixed feelings, but with radio I have a lot more freedom, and I do work quite often at graveyards. Mm. I last worked at a graveyard last month in Talla, South County Dublin, in Bournebrina, those hills there, and that would be a much younger demographic than here, obviously, which is an historic graveyard, and it's elderly people. Talla would be a younger suburb of Dublin. And just going there on the Saturday ahead of the graveyard Sunday, or the cemetery Sunday, you meet people tending graves, and it's very, very interesting. Mass, the usual indicators of religion are in decline in Ireland. Like when I was a child, a lot of lads from my class went off to be priests, you know. That wouldn't happen now. The other obvious one to measure is how many people attend Sunday Mass, and that has hugely declined in the last 30 or 40 years in Ireland. Oddly, the cemetery Masses are going up in attendance, and I have a theory on that, that I think it's the older pagan religions are reasserting themselves, the folk religion. There's actually a superstitious fear of the dead, still talking to people. Ah, well, look, you know, my brother rang me from England and said you better turn up, kind of thing. That this idea, if we don't pay homage to the dead, that they're not going to be good to us, you know? And that is still there. I think it's reasserting itself. Also, you'll find, obviously, this is a 19th century Church of Ireland graveyard, but if you look at a modern graveyard, again, this is probably an older demographic here, but if you go to a young graveyard, there's an exuberance in the graves now that some people find a bit distasteful. Man United, Liverpool, Glasgow Celtic, there's all sorts of grave goods are now left on graves. Pints of Guinness made out of stone.
Brendan Behan.
Yeah, well, that was appropriate, but people now were leaving all sorts of gifts for their dead, and this is a new development in religion. And I thought it was interesting, the collision that took place between the established church and the new folk religion is that the bishop decided to use that occasion, Sunday there last month, to make a speech on a very current hot topic in Ireland, which is abortion. And there was people ringing radio shows saying, the cheek of the bishop that he chose. And I said, well, hold on, you've turned up to go to a mass, but it shows with the new kind of what I call folk religion or reassertive folk religion that people actually don't get it, that it's the church. Hold on, no, this is ours. Mm. And how dare the bishop make a speech on abortion, you know? But that collision is happening.
Have you considered your own afterlife?
I think, yes, that...
How are you going to... You're looking at burial, or are you looking at cremation?
Oh, I don't know. Like my mother now, who's 88, as I say, she's a Londoner through and through, and she says to me, there is nothing that she can think of that troubles her less than what happens to her mortal remains. No, I think that's a very English thing. I'm English on my mother's side and Irish on my father's side. In Irish culture, what happens to the remains is far more important than it is in English culture. I think possibly because England went through two world wars and got used to never getting bodies back. That was quite a routine thing. But you will find the actual physical body, what is done with the body, is hugely important. The Irish way of death, the English way of death, they're very, very interesting. I respect both. The English way of death is quiet, dignified. And I can remember my grandmother in London saying, your number's up, innit? You know, when you're gone, you're gone. And it was only when my granny died, aged 89, about 20-odd years ago now, that I realised, 25 years ago actually, that I realised we were Church of England on my mother's side. I never knew that until her funeral, because Church of England is just like, it's just a thing that you are, isn't it? It's not, there's very few, the Church of England is not a sect, it's just a kind of, And a bit like in Ireland, we use the Catholic Church in the same way. We expect to have them for baptisms, funerals, weddings, and, you know, for an awful lot of the time, that's it, thank you very much. And I can understand why clergy do get annoyed about that, but the Church of England is a state church, and people will use it as such, I think, yeah.
So for the record, it might as well be now, where, how, why, how do you want to go?
Oh, I... don't really care because, look, I don't believe in an afterlife. I think there's nothing more boring than the thought of an afterlife. I mean, can you imagine? Never anything to discover, no hardship, no laughter, because you can't have laughter without hardship, you know. And, I mean, I wasn't here before I was born, so why should I possibly expect I'm going to be here after I've died? So I suppose cremation. I'd be very like my late father that I wouldn't want a fuss, and I certainly wouldn't want anybody spending money on me. And, you know, obviously that's just me, you know, other people. You'll notice you probably will have found with Liam Green, yeah. You probably will have found this graveyard. Has it got many of the Irish traveller community, the gypsy community, Draves? Not many.
Not many. It has Huguenots here, and we've Sheridan the Fanu, which we're going to go down to see next,
he's
the Gothic
down there.
Writer,
yes.
Yeah? And we looked at William Wilde. No, it wouldn't have a lot of travellers. Travellers like to build great monuments.
Huge, elaborate graves. Their weddings, you know, that was a big hit, that TV programme, The Gypsy Weddings, you know, and their funerals are huge and elaborate as well, but that's very, very important to a traveller, you know, but not important to me, so...
it's most interesting being interviewed.
I spend my life doing this job.
You're making it very, very easy.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your time.
Can I have a look at when you're finished? Could I
see
one
we'll
of
send
your,
you a link.
Please
are you
do.
On Twitter at all?
I am, but I never use it.
Well, we will send you an email with a link.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, actually.
Okay.
Paddy O'Gorman.
Yeah, Paddy
O'Gorman.
Easy to find, I imagine.
Paddy O'Gorman, the fellow with the hat. Yeah.
And your dog?
My dog
obviously
is Snoop.
Not on Facebook.
Snoop. He is?
Snoop. Oh, he is?
On Facebook.
Okay,
yeah,
excellent.
He is on Facebook a lot. Okay. Yeah, with me, yeah. Oh, he's well known. A dog is a great way of getting people to talk to you.
Well, here is a testament to that.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, we do them in town mostly.